sports betting brethren bring it up, and happy day 9 of this Sports Bet University Sports Picks Methods Study. There, I said it. For those of you who don't know, this is day 9 of our analysis of what works. We're looking at betting markets, the tools that analyze the sports betting markets, just like the investment markets, computer simulations, and some of the services, the 4-star, the 5-star computer simulated games that are going on that people are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for. Or is it the handicapping services, the sports betting services that these wise cappers are giving out, winning selections and making people rich with their profits? And we analyze that. We've been this is day 9, and we're doing a study, and we're going to get into it next, give you all the picks, all the selections as we do every day. And that way you can have the information for yourself, and we'll be keeping track and giving you an updated report with the results. And we're going to get started next with the picks as they are prevalent and ready to roll. All right, sports betting brethren, here we go over to OddsJam to kick things off. OddsJam.com is a betting tool. It's a betting resource. Helps you identify the game, the side, the total, or where you might want to be based on the information that they share and teach you on how to use based on their perfect line, the OddsJam perfect line, which is essentially Pinnacle. Pinnacle is the sharpest sports book in the world, holds a lot of volume, tons and tons of volume across the globe. And using that as a baseline or sort of a truth can help you identify the other books' locations in the market, in the marketplace, which we at Sports Bet University have always promoted and encouraged, and feel like you don't need to know a shortstop from a left tackle if you know how to read the market. And currently, a total profit of about $890 with OddsJam in the last 8 days as our study has been going on. And that's actually probably a little bit lower than it could have been, because we started off the first couple of days with very minor small bets. And so I feel like one of those things where, you know, it could have been a little bit larger of a profit over the week, but I think most people probably take that $1,000 profit and be pretty happy. Lots of games going on today. We found lots of games that we see mathematical profitability in. And so we've hit that. And let's grab a fucking pin, because here we go. There is a lot of bets here, guys. So we have a lot, $100 on each one of these. So we have $1,700 in play today. Here we go. DraftKings took on $100 point spread with Northeastern plus 7.5. I'm going to go fairly quickly because we have a lot to cover. So hang on, grab a pen. Northeastern plus 7.5 in the point spread there versus Georgia State. On to Richmond, Utah State over 138.5, and also Richmond minus 5.5. So one thing I want to point out before I go further is we got in early, and I put these bets in about 8:30 Mountain Time, also another about 10:30 Mountain Time. So we're able to use this tool sporadically throughout the day and assess the markets. And so sometimes these lines will definitely change and go the other way. Sometimes they'll change and get better. But it's nice because that's how you bet like a sharp, right? You get the best line. You get the best total. You get the best value. And that's how you make more profits and get better situations, because you're getting a better line than the person that waits right before kickoff or for tip-off. So that's part I want to throw in is use this tool, but use it wisely and use it constantly, because there's constant value popping up and constant value literally going away. And I can tell you in the next game, or I'm sorry, in that Richmond Utah State game on the over 138.5, we got that early. Right now, I think that totals up around 140, 140.5. So there you go. All right, on to the rest of the games here. Over 140.5 in the Indiana Northern Illinois game. Three player props, each for $100. Jeremy Grant under 21.5 points. Sadiq Bey under 15.5 points. JaVale McGee over 1.5 blocks. To the totals here, got an under 216.5 New Orleans Brooklyn. Got Xavier minus 8 in college hoops against Kent State. Have the under 144 total points with Louisville and Furman. I think we did that one twice. Did that one twice because we like it a lot. There seemed to be a lot of value in that game. We picked it up. We feel it a very good value, so we did hit that one a little bit harder, just FYI. East Carolina minus 4. Hopefully that goddamn Furman Lewis Louisville game will actually hit, as we mentioned the double down on it. But so go with caution on that. But last couple here, Julius Randle over 9.5 player rebounds. Terry Rozier under 3.5 player assists. Over 163 total points in the Alabama-South Dakota college basketball game. And lastly, over 111 first half total points in the Dallas Mavericks-San Antonio Spurs. So there's about 17, 18 bets there. It's going to be an interesting, interesting night. So hang on to your fucking hat there. On to the Wolf Line. Now, the Wolf Line quantitative analytics app offering free trials. It's giving you the charts, the graphs, the momentum trading, the correction trading, and understand it's very, very markets driven tool, so that you can use correction trading, you know, certainly in the NFL games as things turn on a dime quickly. We saw the Miami Dolphins last night, give you a prime example of that. Compared to, say, college basketball and college hoops, got a couple of games for you there. They were, interestingly enough, also on the Utah State over, and that line at that particular time was 140, so the Utah State college basketball over, and also some San Diego college basketball plus 14 over Nevada are two selections from the Wolf line today, so that's pretty interesting. And again, quantitative analytics, meaning facts, numbers, details, not something subjective and something that, you know, you think is happening or whatnot. It's basically showing the market, interesting stuff from the market, and that's how you use that tool. So get on over there and get yourself a free trial to get that started and use the paper trades to practice before you start going with live money and real bullets. All right, guys, so those are the two betting market tools. Those are the two tools that we use to assess the market, the betting market of sports, and make decisions and choices based on what we feel is a good place to be, or contrarily, the place where you don't want to be. The other computer simulation companies, the companies that charge money for their packages, you know, their 4-star, their 5-star picks, things like that coming out. First one is Action Network. Action Network has a paid service that they will put together their projections report. They put together what's called their pro report. They have several different indicators, I guess, or things that they provide that are to give you winning selections. Right now, their projections report in the last, since November 2nd, so the last 10 days, we're at 8-6-1. So they have three selections today. We'll give those to you. They grade them out in sort of an A, B, or C, D, E, D, F kind of a thing, so just like in school. And so certainly you would assume that the A's are the best selections, the most value, which according to them, that's kind of how they also show an edge is through the percentage here. They have the Pistons today at plus 5 at a 7.6% edge, so they grade that as an A. Interestingly enough, that is kind of the good position you want to be on contrarily, contrarian side, as there's only about 23% of the bets or tickets and about 27% of the money. So definitely the large handles over on the Cavaliers. And so that seems to be a good position there, but you know, who knows? Pistons plus 5 against the Cavaliers on the road. The other two selections I have are the Rockets at home versus the Blazers. I believe that's plus 6.5. They got that grade out as a B plus. And then the Wyoming Cowboys at plus 14.5. Obviously, you can take 14.5. You can get that just because of that number. But there's about a 50-50 split on those tickets and that money in the college football game tonight. So that's their projections report. Onto their, I guess they call it their pro report. The pro report is basically showing you five different indicators, whether it's a sharp, alleged sharp bet, right? If it's a sharp bet, that means you're getting the best line, the best value, because you're getting 2.5 versus 3.5, you know, you're getting minus 110 versus minus 145, you know, price and then line. But allegedly the sharp report here has Kent State and basketball plus the 8.5 or 9, seemingly wherever your book is at. And they also have Eastern Michigan and college hoops at home getting minus 1.5 over Illinois State, and the Utah State Aggies on the road with Richmond at plus 6.5. They've got that as a selection as well. So there's actually three picks that Action has for their pro report. I move on to AccuScore. AccuScore is another computer simulation company. They have 4-star selections. The highest is their 4-star. They're currently at 10 wins, 11 losses. So again, kind of just, you know, I guess the study is verifying what we thought it was and kind of what we would find, in that the market analytics tools are going to really put you in the sharp position, and the handicapping services and the computer simulation models are going to be sort of a 50-50 at best, coin toss. Not a lot of value in these, but that's why we're doing the study, is to kind of show tangibly, factually, what's going on. And so their picks today are the New York Knicks minus 1.5 on a 4-star selection, going up against the Charlotte Hornets. And they've also got the Brooklyn Nets minus 8.5 over the New Orleans Pelicans. And the last one is Golden State Warriors minus 5.5 at home against the Bulls. And so those are the three selections today from AccuScore. Now over at GameSim, GameSim is a simulated program that they have sides and totals on pretty much every sport. We're doing the NBA for you. And right now they're at 5 wins, 5 losses, and 2 pushes. So talk about riding the fence. Three selections today: San Antonio plus 2.5, Golden State minus 5.5. So that was the same simulation going on there with that AccuScore did. And then they have the Lakers minus 2. Now, the reason why those three games stand out is because their simulations show that the Lakers are to win 79.3% of the time on an average score of 14.8% of the 14.8 points. So you would think that with the simulation going that many times that much way, that the Lakers would be an absolute slam dunk lock, right? So that'll be interesting to see how that goes. And they sort of have the same thing going on. Whereas the San Antonio Spurs are plus 2.5, they have them actually winning about 70% of the games by 8.6 points. So again, you would think that getting 2.5 would be a pretty good little cushion there. They have totals. The total simulations we have, they're 4-6 in their totals, so nothing really to write home about whatsoever, but they do have three today. Under 223.5, Portland-Houston, under 219.5, Dallas-San Antonio, under 223, Minnesota, and the Lakers. So we'll see how those three go, but we really, you know, are considering. I'm gonna be traveling next week, so next week's gonna be bad to continue the study. I'll have to pick it up when I get back the following week. But what we're finding is, even after 2 weeks of this, that the handicapping services really are not all that cracked up to be. We have one handicapper that's up some good positive units, and that's just because he put 7 units on one particular game, and his numbers are far and above the other ones, who are all basically in a range from minus 4 units to plus 1 or 2 units. So are you really going to pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars for being 2 units up, right? When, but here's today's handicapping service picks. Get them out. We'll be tracking them. Capper MSS got 4 games for you. Capper MSS is on Pepperdine minus 3.5, under 213.5 Milwaukee and Boston. Also, college basketball, Lafayette minus 2 and Villanova plus 4.5. So, Capper MBS. MBS is on Oklahoma City plus 4.5 in the NBA. Capper JBS is on Columbus in the NHL plus 110 on the Columbus money line there. Capper LHS is Campbell minus 5.5 in college hoops. The Hornets plus 1.5 in NBA action and also college basketball action with Northern Illinois plus the 25. Capper MRS is South Florida plus 23.5. And that is the capping service selections today. Again, seemingly the oddsjam.com and the Wolfline analytics, wolfline.com analytics app, the market apps that we anticipate in our thesis are doing really, really well. I want to remind you, if you get over to sportsbetuniversity.com and email us, I have a report that I do each week for us, for ourselves, for our students and our capping courses. It is a really cool thing that I'll email to you if you want for free, just to show you kind of some tools and resources that you can also use in addition to these things. Helps very, very much. It's the DVOA ratings in accumulated report from Football Outsiders. Which, why is that cool? It's cool because it's not year to date information and stats. It's basically correlated with the leverage situations. So for example, when a quarterback throws for 40 yards at the end of a game, that's really not doing a whole lot. But when they're doing it in a high pressure situation and a last minute comeback from behind thing, that's worth more value. And that's how these statistics are sort of weighted and valued. We do that with all the college games and all the NFL games. So those reports are pretty fucking cool. And if you want a copy, happy to email those to you so you can check it out and see if you like it. So hopefully this is very helpful, and again, we'll be back Monday with an update and kind of a wrap-up of the last 2 weeks' summary. If you would also like these selections emailed to you on Saturday, I'm willing to do that as well. With the capper selections and the other information, I'll be emailing those out on Saturday if you'd like to. So once again, stop by the website, info@sportsbetuniversity.com is the email. All right, brethren, talk to you soon.